You are listening to the Workbench After Hours podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to the Second Amendment, where we talk about firearms, everything going on in the gun community, and we even try a different whiskey every week. Welcome back to the Workbench After Hours podcast, episode number 90.
90?
Yes. We decided to do a live stream because I've been having issues with Final Cut Pro ever since I upgraded to the newest Mac software. It's annoying.
So Apple needs to go back and redo it.
Or Final Cut Pro needs to to upgrade.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. I've been trying to do a bunch of videos on the Motovlog channel, and I have to export like 3 times before it does it.
You sound like me when I had really bad internet.
Right? I got perfect internet, and you don't need internet to export it from the computer. Crazy. The last podcast last week took a very long time. So I'm like, let's just do this one live.
Sweet.
See how it goes. It's been a while since we did a live one.
Yes, it has.
So I can't edit out my mistakes.
So don't mess up. Right? Pressure's on.
So Chris, what are we drinking this week?
We are drinking Jefferson's Ocean. So I guess it's been out to sea, and it says it's on Voyage 28, Ship's Log.
Yes. I'm going to share my screen, and it's going to show the voyage here.
Wow.
So it started off in Charleston, South Carolina, or sorry, Savannah.
Heck yeah.
And then went to all these. All right, this is getting annoying. Stop that. And basically traveled all these different ways, and it tells you where it stopped. And if you click on this, it'll kind of tell you the weather. And on the bottle, it actually tells you.
Yeah, it talks about a little bit about the voyage and how it was rough seas and where it was at.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
So I went to Savannah's where it started. It's at 6 a.m.
Oh, so out there early. Yep. Yeah. Each one comes with its own like little ship log, and it tells you a story on.
Every time I think of ship's log, I think of Star Trek.
Nice.
Ship's log.
Yeah. I have 24 that I've been waiting and just holding on to. I've actually had it before. It was really good. The SLV drinks.
They've never liked it.
Yeah, they haven't. And I'm like, that's why after I bought it, you made fun of me and were like, oh. And then I actually tried it down in Florida, and I liked it personally. So each one's going to have probably a different flavor a little bit.
Yeah.
Varies, especially depending on where this was. The 24, I think, was down in the tropics. So there was more heat. This one, it started off, you know,
Savannah, humid.
Yeah.
Usually. And then went up towards Russia.
Yeah. So it went through some cold weather, some storms and everything. So, yes. So it's just a blend of straight bourbon whiskeys. And they consider it a very small batch.
I wonder how many barrels they do. I wonder if it's like 2 or 3 or like 1 or...
I don't know.
That'd be something I'd be interested in.
They also came out with the Rye Voyage as well.
I'm sure they did.
Yep, they did. So this is a 90 proof. So I've been smelling, I mean, pretty much caramel right off the bat.
Yeah, that's all I get is caramel. I get a kind of a proof smell with it, you know, the alcohol burn
very slightly. Like this is, it smells sweet, maybe a little bit of floral notes
I'm getting a lot of caramel is what I smell.
So you're supposed to get creme brulee, sweet tobacco, and sea spray.
I don't smell the sea.
No.
not at all.
I don't
know. Hopefully don't have sea sprays.
I mean, that would have been nice. Cool.
But yeah.
Yep, not getting any of that. So obviously, I'm guessing you're probably going to pick up a lot of caramel in the flavor.
Yeah, you get caramel, vanilla. The back end.
It's kind of weird on the back end.
Yeah. It's like you get the spice and then it's like, I don't know how to describe it.
It's very caramel vanilla up front. So they say, and this isn't specific to this one, but in general, caramel, light brown sugar, cinnamon, sea salt, and a hint of espresso.
I don't get any espresso because I hate espresso.
Oh, I love it.
I would pick it up real quick.
I've gotten in the espresso martinis.
Yeah, you have.
But I mean, it's a good, you don't have that punch of anything.
You get a little bit of it, but then it's like, it's the back end just different.
There's no oaky flavor to it that you normally get.
No, not really. It's mostly the caramel vanilla up front. And you start transitioning to that peppery, and then I can't describe the back end. It's just
it's
different.
I don't get that espresso. It's good. I like it. I think it's gonna be really good on the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
As far as like between this and the 24 that I had, it's pretty similar.
We've also had Jefferson's small batch, I think.
Jefferson's reserve small batch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good too.
Yeah. It was really good. I think drank half the bottle that night.
And because of this one has a freaking chips log, it makes it like double the price.
Yeah, it's crazy.
These are not cheap. They're like 80 some dollars depending on where you're at.
Yeah, and I think the regular small batch is 30 to 40 bucks.
Yeah.
So
they have another one that I saw is a lot more money, but it was finished in wine casks too.
Which
that's really good. And then there was another one that was like $230. I couldn't really read on what it said, but there's a bottle out there of a Jefferson that's $229.
I don't know if I'd spend the money on that.
No. If I had the money.
Yeah, maybe.
To blow, maybe.
Maybe if I won the Powerball.
Yeah.
$1.4 billion.
Yeah, I'd definitely buy I would buy a barrel of Jack Daniels.
Oh, so would I. I'd have a Frank Sinatra, the rye, and like a 12-year or something.
Would you buy, if they let you buy the Sinatra Select barrels, would you buy that?
Heck yeah.
I can't imagine the cost on those.
I bet it's $20,000.
Because you figure the single barrel that they sell, roughly about 50 bucks a bottle.
Yeah, and it's $10,000 a barrel.
10 to 15.
Yeah.
But
Sinatra's double.
It's $200, but that also includes that packaging you get, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So say 150.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a $100 difference. So yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be double.
It's going to be up there, but.
Maybe triple.
Cool. Yeah.
But if you have all that money to do what you want, you might as well just ball out, you know?
Ball out.
I'd probably have that, a barrel of Blanton's, a barrel of like Eagle Rare, just to say that you have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you got money, might as well.
So let me ask if you got this. So on the finish, long, smooth finish, I don't want to say it's super long, but says it thoroughly coats the palate with notes of classic Cracker Jacks and sea salt.
I didn't get Cracker Jacks.
I'm not getting any of the sea salt. I don't know if they say sea salt just because it was on the sea.
I wonder if it, or like the salt, just like sea salt, like flavoring, like saltiness.
Right.
I don't know. It's different.
It is. Good. So we are coming to you from Taylor Swift's 6 months permanent residence now. She is going to live here for 6 months out of the year, whatever the regular NFL season, and then probably longer if the Chiefs go to postseason and Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So she can call. Is she going to call Kansas City her second home now?
I doubt it. She does like Kansas, though, because she had her friend that went to KU. She always loved KU.
What are your thoughts on that being like the main focus on the NFL games?
I'm tired of it. Right? I'm really sick of it.
It's like, I don't care who she dates. I don't care who Travis Kelce dates.
Yeah.
I don't care that she's got all these famous A-list actors in there. I mean.
Yeah, and they don't even bring up like one of the most popular, Ryan Reynolds.
They showed him.
But they didn't like, oh, she's here with Blake Lively and Sophia Turner. But they didn't say anything about Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds was right there like,
I didn't know Sophie Turner was in the box until like a week later.
I'm so used to seeing her with red hair.
Yeah.
From Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
I think she's getting ready to go back on tour, though. I think November. So maybe we won't see her.
Your brother says, yeah, she will.
Yeah.
Move his comment over here so that way. There you go. Yeah, so if you're a Taylor Swift fan, Swifties are now in the football. I listened to the New Heights
podcast.
Yeah, and they have these newbie questions, like obviously Swifties coming in asking dumb questions like, what is a down?
Yeah.
And then what's a field goal? Listening to them try to explain what a down was.
Yeah, that was rough. And I was like, come on, you play the game every day.
Yeah, it's basically you have four tries to get 10 yards.
Yeah.
And they call that each try as a down.
Yeah.
They could not.
Yeah, I was like, come on.
They were struggling with that.
It's crazy to think. You'd think that they'd have been quick and easy since that's their profession.
But I mean, honestly, though, if it's something that you do every and don't day. Even think about,
yeah.
then really trying to explain the basics to somebody that knows nothing about it is like,
it's like, well, being a mechanic and describing how to do
right? things. Like, I know what a first down is and what downs are, but how do you actually tell somebody without calling it a down?
just watch it. What's it
down? Oh, well, you have four, because they were going, yeah, first down, second down, all this. It's like the way they didn't explain it. It's funny watching them try and do that. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm ready for her to go on tour so we don't have to hear, oh my gosh. But I guess the NFL is soaking it up.
Oh, yeah. Travis Kelce is too with all those jersey sales.
Yeah, 400% increase.
What's going to happen when they break up and the Swiftie?
Well, Taylor Swift's going to come out with a new album. We know that.
And he's going to have a song about him.
Yep. And
and that's going to make headlines.
She's going to make millions off of it, if not billions. And then have another tour.
Yep.
And they'll probably burn all of his jerseys, and he made a lot of money off of it.
Fair enough. He doesn't care what happens to that jersey once he makes that percentage.
Yep.
I'm sure. Yeah. It was kind of like it looked that last game against the Jets, or not the Jets, Jets, right?
Yep.
Man, we started off. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
So we're going to do awesome. And then I'm like, oh, he's going to do a good job in front of these A-list celebrities. I'm like, and then
the we kind of shit the bed.
Yeah. It's like, come on, guys. Like, we're on the primetime football.
Yeah, the officiatings have been crap this year.
On both sides.
Yeah, on both
sides. There were bad calls on our side. There were bad calls on the other side. And
I'm so tired of, like, people, oh, my God, we should have won that game. I was like, you guys got two really good calls that should not have been called.
Right.
So you give some, you take some. It's
who are we playing next?
Vikings.
Here or there?
I think it's there. I think. I'm not sure.
I guess we'll look at Taylor Swift's itinerary and then we'll know.
Yeah, I think it's up in Minnesota.
That's cool.
Which we'd have to play. We'd have to play a good game, I think, against them.
Kirk Cousins likes to throw, though. He hasn't been doing so. I got him on my fantasy team. And after watching that quarterback show, you got a new respect for the guy.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be a fun guy to hang out with. Mm-hmm. Like, he's real laid down to earth and everything. So
he's not one of those flashy guys.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kelce. Yeah. He's completely different personality than Kelce.
Yeah.
And even Mahomes and who is the other guy that was on there?
Marcus Mariota.
Is he even playing this year? Or is he a backup?
I think he's a backup. I don't remember for what team. Like I thought Mariota would have been starting somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because he was a good quarterback way back when he first got drafted. And then he got injured and they kind of like, oh, threw him on the back burner.
Nathan says we're away.
That's what I thought.
So there you go.
Ha ha, I was right. Yes.
So in Minnesota.
Yep.
All right. We should win that game. Should. Our offense has not been.
If our offense can click like it did against the Bears, we'll be okay. But until then.
I'm just glad that Miami did not.
I'm glad they got stomped. Thank you, Bills. Thank you, Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Putting that whooping on them.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you guys had that against a team that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're like, oh, this is going to be.
That's one thing, too, I've noticed that it kind of irritates me. Have you noticed when the Chiefs play, like the Super Bowl, they did it, too. They, like, instead of just going in and get the touchdown, they, like, stopped it before the touchdown to run out the rest of the clock. Mm-hmm. Like, it's classy, but it drives me insane. I'm like, just freaking score.
So you would have gone for the.
Oh, yeah, I would have gone for the touchdown if I was Mahomes.
No, all right, so when and Miami, you know how the coach was getting in?
Not on the, like, when you're up that much, but, like, on, like, close games, go for the points.
Right.
Like, when it's 70-10, I wouldn't even have my starter start the second half. You're up 35-0. Like, really? Come on.
Right.
You should start pulling them so to save them.
So if you're the Miami coach and you're up 70 to whatever it was, and you have the opportunity to have the most points in a game.
I think it.
I'd are you going to take the sportsman like route and just
that'd be a
do what
hard
he did?
Decision because then you're in the record books for like the most points.
Yes, I think.
But he also grew up and was in that franchise forever.
He was going to catch crap either way.
Yeah.
So I think he went the good route. Is like, hey, obviously, you know, we could do this, but to not. make them feel any worse.
Some people would agree with you because of the spread. Yeah. That's the only thing that, I don't know.
The spread against the Jets, man. Yeah. When Mahomes went down,
everyone was
screwed
mad.
That up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what was he supposed to do? We don't want them to have the ball back.
But we'd be up 10 with like a minute 30, and our defense is playing pretty decent.
But
there's a lot of if factors for them to get that 10 points.
but there's the possibility. Whereas if you just go down.
Yeah, no, that's a hard decision. That's why I couldn't be a coach, because I would have been like points, points.
I think if you would have had a rookie, he would have got in.
Yeah.
Mahomes been around long enough.
That and like McKinnon, he did that in the Super Bowl. So in the game, I was like, but like the Super Bowl for me, I would think.
You'd want to score.
You would want to score. Like that's like a one of your one in a lifetime opportunities to score in the Super Bowl in front of everyone.
Dad, did you score a touchdown when you were in a Super Bowl?
No, nope. I kneeled it on the one.
I was there though,
and I got a ring out of it. But I had the chance. But
I think as long as you get the ring, I think that's all that anybody's going to remember. Honestly,
that and he had like I think the most consecutive touchdowns for a running back, and so he's already in the records.
Right.
So. Yeah.
There you go. Well, so anything new gun wise? Have you done anything new in guns? Have any new guns or?
No, I'm still looking. I really want a 1911.
I know. I was thinking about that today. I was like, I want to bring up what I would need in my collection. And that's a 1911.
Yep.
And it's the one I want and the one you want.
Yep.
We can't just find it. Won't come in stock at all.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, it's a Springfield TRP operator.
Yep.
I had one. Ended up selling it because it was a pricey gun.
Yeah, it was.
We got to enjoy it for a little while, but yeah, I've been waiting for him to come back in stock. And it's like, before this whole COVID thing, you'd find every 1911 in stock, especially with Springfield. Like, they would have all these different models, and it's like you get the A1 loaded and all this stuff. And now you're limited to what they have in stock, which is like, the Garrison or the mil-spec one.
Yeah.
It's like, those are okay.
But they're not what I want.
Right.
Yeah, I've been really picky about 1911s. But I think you have to be.
If I had the money, I would get a Wilson Combat 1911.
Yeah. What about a Terran Tactical?
I mean.
They built you one for custom.
Well, so does Wilson Combat.
Yeah.
Basically hand builds them.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't know. That'd be a hard. What if they're the exact same price? Which one would you go with?
I would have to look at them.
Yeah.
Be like, which one looks better?
One's a John Wick gun? One's you.
You see more people probably with the John Wick stuff versus, like, I've never in person seen a Wilson Combat pistol.
I have.
Have you?
I've seen them at a couple gun shows.
I've seen the Terran Tacticals at, like, the gun shop and stuff when they were showing those off.
Yeah, I've seen a couple, though. Wilson Combats at the gun shows that you've done. Just walking around, but I was like, I can't afford that.
Right.
Big money.
So kind of an update on that pistol brace ruling that is still kind of up in the air kind of a thing.
Yeah.
There's an injunction. So all these gun groups, so like Gun Owners of America, the Firearms Coalition, and everybody are filing injunctions and trying to get this to go away because it is obviously against the Second Amendment.
Yep.
And we're kind of in the gray area. So there is a judge in the Fifth Circuit that Court of Appeals that issued an emergency injunction blocking the ATF from enforcing that rule, but it only applies if you're part of that firearms coalition, the FPC is what it is. If you're part of Gun Owners of America and stuff like that too, you're probably also going to be able to be part of the injunction, but if you're not part of those gun groups that are within that, kind of in a gray area at this point.
I don't see it going anywhere. I mean, look at the bump stocks. They said that was against unconstitutional. This has got to be.
And the judge that ruled in favor of this, blocking it for the coalition, could not do it on a nationwide because there's actually a nationwide injunction that's pending, which is good. So, but he can only do it for the people that followed it through that firearms coalition.
Yeah.
And then I liked what he said. If you look it up, he has this whole thing of why he believes it's unconstitutional. One of the arguments from the Democrats and the Biden administration and everybody that's anti-gun is having a pistol, like say, let's, for example, an AR pistol. Having it with that pistol brace and everything, they say you can kill more people, right?
Yeah.
That's their logic behind that, and you can conceal it and all that. Well, his point was, by removing that brace from that pistol, you are making it inaccurate.
Yep.
Which is more of a danger to people because accuracy is safety. So the more accurate your gun can be and can be with it, the safer it's going to be for everybody. Mm-hmm. So he kind of worded it in that way or something similar in that thing saying, you know, hey, that it's safer with this brace on because you're able to control that pistol a lot better than without it.
Yeah.
Which
common sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
at least there are judges that get it.
Yeah.
But every Bidener doesn't get it. It's like
they just think it's scary and that we don't need it.
They're less accurate than a rifle, like a controller. And yeah, could you fit them in backpacks? Sure. You could also find a freaking bag to put in a AR if I want to take the upper and lower. Shoot,
look at trench coats.
Yeah. Nobody wears those anymore, but bring them back in style, I'm sure.
I thought it was crazy. Like, I remember in boot camp when they gave us our ring thing, it was like a black trench coat. And I was like, really? You're giving us these? Mm-hmm. Like, this is kind of crazy, but.
Yeah, so if. It's all still in the air. There's, it's in the works, but with the court system and all that, you know, it takes time. So we're hoping that nationwide that they will ban that.
Yeah, ATF ruling. I think they've got to. Look at, if they did it with a bump stock, and that was probably, I think that's 10 times worse because it's very inaccurate and you don't have really control over the gun. Mm-hmm.
And it does allow you to shoot multiple rounds at once. Yep. Whereas this just honestly was made to help injured veterans and
just disability people that want to get out and shoot and do something they used to love.
And like, personally, I would rather have a 16-inch AR-15 versus an AR pistol with a brace.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. I agree. Like, it's cool. Like, but
you're gonna have more accuracy with a longer barrel.
Yeah.
Not to say that you can't have an accurate AR pistol or whatever. You can.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as accurate long distance as one of these behind us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at on that ordeal. But another thing I wanted to bring up, it doesn't affect us here in the free world of the Midwest.
Thank you, God.
But no big surprise here, and it's actually not California.
What?
I thought I was going to bring up California, right?
Yeah.
We just forget about them now at that point. If you're a gun owner in California, you just basically have no rights. And if you can own a featureless gun, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and then you're also paying that additional tax now on guns and ammo.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. But hey, he signed it in the law.
Yep.
Connecticut.
Hmm.
The governor of Connecticut signed House Bill 6667. Couldn't pick a different number.
Good thing it wasn't 666.
Right? So this is a pretty extensive, what they call, gun safety bill.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to stop criminals and make them do this.
Yeah. Huh?
So there's a lot of stuff involved with this bill, but the major points of this is that it bans open carrying of firearms in public, but still allows you to conceal carry with a permit.
Okay.
Sucks, but I personally don't think concealed carry or open carry is good because it shows people what you have, and then also somebody sees that and they could come up and
hit you.
People get a little weird when they see somebody carrying a gun. That's why I'd rather carry it
concealed. Yeah.
Throw a freaking hoodie over it or whatever. But yeah, so bans open carry.
Yep.
Which honestly, maybe we should all open carry because then nobody will mess with you.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know when I lived in Virginia, that was a thing, open carry.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it daily, but it never really, like, you're just like, oh, that person's carrying a gun.
Well,
that's about it.
Let us know your guys' thoughts about open carry down in the comments.
Yeah.
So then also with high risk repeat offenders, I guess those are criminals, right? It increases bail, probation, and parole responses for the extremely narrow group of people with repeated serious firearms offense.
So hold on.
Extremely narrow group? There's a narrow group of people that...
Serious firearm offenses. So if they have that, wouldn't they be a felon?
You would think.
I would think so too.
Which technically can't own a gun at that point.
Yeah, so how do they got a gun?
So if a criminal already has some gun charges... Because of this bill and because of that, he's not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Because he faces a higher risk of penalty.
Yeah, okay. They don't care.
Ghost guns. So updates, the state's 2019 ban on unregistered ghost guns to include those that were assembled prior to the enactment. So you were grandfathered in, but not anymore. So those ghost guns that were previously grandfathered in have to be registered within the state by January 1st of 24.
But how would they know?
I don't know, but that would piss me off. I'm like, hey, you grandfathered this stuff in.
Yeah.
You said I didn't have to register it if it was before the 2019 ban, but now, a couple years later, you're going to freaking...
Just like the ATF.
Yeah.
On the pistol
but at that
race.
Point, you know, like Chris said, how would they know?
Yeah.
Unless they search your house and find it.
Yeah, which you hope God they don't.
I don't know. But this is a stupid one because multiple pistols. So... Bulk purchase of guns. So it prevents the bulk purchasing of handguns to discourage straw purchases by barring the sale of more than 3 handguns to an individual in a 30-day period or 6 handguns for an instructor. But this does not apply to law enforcement agencies and then transfers to a museum are exempted.
Hmm.
So the law enforcement can buy as many guns as they want.
So that should be a red flag right there.
Back when I really got into guns, I was buying a handgun quite often, especially like on GunBroker when I found a good deal.
Well, that and like I know like one of our local gun shops when they closed, they had really good deals. I bought like 5 handguns at once.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you can do that as an FFL though. If somebody transfers or buys more than, I think it's 2 handguns at within a 7-day period, you have to fill out a separate form and send it to them.
They'd put it all on.
But that's, you put it all on one form.
Yeah.
But what the FFL didn't tell you is that they filled out another form that's, it's called the multiple disposal of handguns form or whatever it is. And it basically copies what you put about yourself on that form, all the handguns that you purchased.
Yeah.
And then they send a copy of that to the sheriff's department and also the ATF.
Okay.
So if you don't know that, so if you're somebody that just doesn't live in California, can buy as many handguns as you want.
Well, that's new to me.
Your FFL will transfer as many as you want, but if you do more than 2 on one form or within, I think it's 5 or 7 days, they send a separate form off to the ATFs.
Yeah.
Generally, it's not a big deal unless you buy like 5 Glock 19s. Then they're going to look at that a little funny. Be like, all right, maybe this guy is doing a straw purchase, but if you have like a Glock 19 and then you buy like a 1911 and say like a little,
I think I bought like
pea shooter or something, not a big
240s and a 9,
yeah,
or something crazy like that.
So there, and we're required to notify the ATF within like 24 to 48 hours of that.
I wonder if they did or not because they were going out of business, they were going through a lot.
They could get a lot of trouble, but
well, they already did.
So, any of you people listening that have bought multiple handguns at once, and that's
new.
Something to know.
That's new. I didn't know. Not know that.
That's cool. That's why rifles, shotguns, it doesn't matter. Handguns. Strip lowers, it doesn't matter how many you buy at once. But for some reason, with handguns, if you buy more than 2, we got to notify the ATF.
Wow.
And that is them trying to limit straw purchases. But I don't know. I mean, if somebody's buying 5 Glock 19s, it's a little fishy. But I mean, if they do the straw purchase, they're breaking the law anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. So basically, can't buy more than
that's crazy.
That many guns in a 30-day period.
I did not know that.
Yes. So, and then they're going to increase gun dealer accountability, blah, blah, blah.
They should also put in their ATF accountability is what they should put.
Of course not. Yeah. And then this is what I hate. Safe storage. Expands the state's safe storage laws to all situations, not only to those where a minor or prohibited person may gain access to a firearm. So my wife and I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
So there's no minors here or anything like that. We don't have to store our firearms safely. We can have them wherever. And I do have some
wherever
strategically placed. I do keep them, a lot of them in the safe, but I have several that are just, in areas in case I do need them if something were to come up.
You don't say.
don't, these are props. They're not real, right?
Yeah.
YouTube, these are props. They're fake.
airsoft.
Yes, exactly. I just painted the orange chips black. But
they broke off.
For the government, whether it be federal or in this case state, to tell me how to store my firearms, no.
Yeah.
And I get it that, you know, you want to prevent the accidental kid shooting.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I think that's more of an, I think that is more, should be up to the parent.
Yeah. And most, if you're a responsible gun owner, you're going to, depending on your situation,
yeah,
store it accordingly.
Yep.
Unfortunately, there's those idiots out there that don't, and yeah, stuff happens.
Yep.
But you shouldn't tell me how to store my own guns in my house.
Yeah.
That whatever goes on in my house shouldn't be your concern.
Yep. My house, my rules.
Yes. So that sucks right there. So basically, yeah, if you have a minor, now you have to do a...
That's crazy.
Assault weapon bans. They already have an assault weapon ban, but it expands it by closing loopholes in the state's already assault weapon ban, which how can you ban assault weapons when they don't exist?
Yeah. Well, they define what an assault rifle is or assault weapon.
I don't know, but so it closes loopholes in the state's ban on assault weapons by including other firearms with ban features to those on banned pistols and rifles and pre-September 1994 pre-ban firearms that were carved out of the original ban. So there's a new registration. So you have, if you have this whatever assault weapon that they're talking about, you have to register it by May 24.
You would think if they've got a true assault weapon, it's already been registered through the ATF, and I'm pretty sure they have to have their class 3 and
yeah,
everything else.
But these props that are behind us are what they consider assault weapons and are part of that ban.
It's technically not the definition of assault weapon.
What we've been saying, right?
Yeah.
Large capacity magazine ban ensures enforceably of the state's ban on large capacity magazines, making possession a class D felony for prohibited persons and a class A misdemeanor for non-prohibited persons. So that sucks. If you're a law-abiding citizen and you get caught with a 30-round standard capacity magazine, you gotta get a Class A misdemeanor.
It's better than a felony, though.
True, but still.
Because a felony...
Is that per magazine?
Oh, that would suck.
That would really suck. I think they have a 10-round limit in Connecticut.
So it's dumb.
That's what it sucks about. Like, I sell guns on GunBroker every now and then, but I have to put what states I don't want to sell to. And there's an option, like, I don't want to sell to Connecticut, Massachusetts. California. There's a lot of freaking states I got to list off. California, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, yeah, Oregon, Washington. It's like, shit. And then there's other states like Colorado, who you can have ARs, but they have a 10-round limit.
I think it's dumb that they're limiting rounds.
Yeah, man.
Like, I don't know. That's unconstitutional to me.
What? No, it's for safety. Come on, Chris.
Okay, so if they want to talk about safety, then give the police the same rounds. Give them the same exact thing. Give the government of that state, if they have a 10-round capacity, that's all the government should have then.
So they're also doing this to where it expands the state's existing prohibition on the retail sale of semi-automatic rifles with capacity greater than 5 rounds to anyone under 21. Also includes private sales. So if you're under 21, you can't buy one of these behind us because it can accept more than 5 rounds. So you're limited to a Mosin Nagant.
Yeah. Shotgun, maybe.
This is semi-auto rifles. So like you can't own a Ruger 10/22 because that could potentially take a 25-round magazine. Yeah. That's
anything.
And they come with a 10-rounder.
Technically anything could really take more than 5 rounds.
Right. The SKS that I had up here in the last episode.
Yeah.
That one takes 5 rounds, but they make extensions that you can slap on there.
That would suck.
And then updates the training requirements for pistol permits and eligibility certificates to require instruction on the safe storage. They have to tell you how to safely store your firearms. State firearms laws and... Probably like a 2-week class to go through all this bullshit probably that they're doing. And then domestic violence.
trigger locks must be sold to all firearms?
Requires firearms, not just handguns, to be sold with a trigger lock. Most, so as an FFL, we're required to give some sort of gun lock with every firearm. So pistols usually have the trigger locks.
Yeah.
Usually with the rifles or shotguns, you get that long loopy thing.
Yeah, the long, like, safe lock pretty much.
So with this, they're saying that you have to have the
actual trigger lock.
Which I think are a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Some of them can be, especially if you lose the key, you're really screwed.
Yeah. So if you want to buy body armor in Connecticut, you have to possess a pistol permit or eligible certificate. So you have to have your concealed carry license, kind of a thing going on there. This includes exemptions for certain law enforcement officers, state, and military personnel. So basically, if you're law enforcement, you don't have to do that. Just us lonely law-abiding citizens can't easily buy body armor. Your brother right here. Yep, exactly, Nathan.
Yeah.
If you could drive a car, I mean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. If you can open carry knives, then why not guns? Fair.
Very
fair. I don't know. Connecticut might have a whole nother thing on knives. You never know.
Once they take away their Second Amendment, they probably will.
But those are just the bullet points that kind of stuck out on that. So there's more stuff. And I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, God.
see your thoughts. So Constitution is kind of, I guess you would say, at a federal level, like for everybody, right?
It is us. It's for us to protect us from a tyrannical government.
Right. That's the Second Amendment, but the Constitution applies to every American, right?
Yeah, but that's what the Constitution was written for, is for the people, us, to protect us from government.
Right, but each state has their own gun laws that go against the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And at a state level, not a federal level, but the state level, what do you think of that? I mean, should the states be able to?
I think if it's something constitutional, it should be. Yes and no. Like,
because you also have states that have their own constitution.
Yeah, that's wrong. I'm sorry.
So because the constitution is for every American, at a, I guess what you would say, a federal level, applies to everybody.
Yep.
But the fact that I know the federal government wants to take it away and do all this stuff, but since they can't, the states that think they have the power and enough support to limit you on your Second Amendment.
That's what I hate about our government, how it's like a two system almost.
Right.
Because you got your local state government and then you got federal government. Mm-hmm. And
kind of like,
it's like the suppressors here in Kansas. Kansas allows us to have our own suppressors, make them and sell them to other Kansas residents. But federally, we can't do that.
Statewide in Missouri, you can buy pot.
Yep.
Federally, you can't.
Yep. Yeah. It's crazy.
You're going to get more in trouble. If you're going to get in a lot more trouble federally,
yeah,
if you get caught. But
yeah,
the fact that all these states are doing all these separate gun bans, gun safety bullshit.
I think it should be that it shouldn't be allowed. I think it should be the Constitution is based on the federal government should be making that choice, which kind of sucks because we know it's really going to depend on who's in power at that time. So it'd be changing constantly. But if you really read the Constitution, they're not supposed to infringe on that, which apparently they're doing. And that's why we have the ATF and all this other stuff.
Right. And I think like with Governor Newsom, he realizes that the Congress, that God hasn't done the assault weapons ban that Biden wants because they realize it's unconstitutional.
Yep.
So luckily there's enough votes.
I think a lot of us can also agree that we don't need to have full auto assault rifles. I think a lot of us can agree on that. That's more of a war gun. That is for you to, like, if you're going to hand it to us, we're in deep doo-doo.
Yeah. I don't want a bunch of kids
with full autos.
Even
assault
have,
rifles.
Even though they have the Glock switches and show them off, but
assault pistols then.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But as far as everything else goes, Second Amendment wise, the fact that each state's different.
Yeah.
Connecticut has all those freaking bullshit things. California has, it should all, we're all the United States. We should all be on one.
Yeah, I think Congress should.
When it comes to that, the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I think Congress should at that point go, no, screw you. We're overthrowing you.
Right.
Because what would happen, like, because you can get in trouble at the state level, and guess what? You can go up to the Supreme Court, and they ultimately make that decision on you.
Yeah.
So, ultimately, what if you got in trouble in California, let's say, and I was like, fuck you, let's go to the Supreme Court and go federal, and then they're going to turn around and say F you back to them.
I like how you said the F word and then went back and said F you. Yeah. Oops, so, I'm going to censor myself.
Yeah,
now.
Sorry. We're live. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I can't blip you out now. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Chris. Cha-ching. I'm going to get a strike against me. As long as we don't say the vid word.
Cool videos?
Yeah.
Cool videos?
Yeah, we can't talk about that. Cool. We're Mr. Pfizer now. I think it's funny that Aaron Rodgers called him Mr. Pfizer.
Yeah. Awesome. When I saw that commercial, I was like, really, dude? Come on.
I'm going to buy a Travis Kelce jersey, and on the back, I'm going to put
Mr. Pfizer.
Yes.
I was going to make a Holmes one for because you know you can get the like black ones. I was going to put Reaper on the back with his number.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. But yeah.
Mr. Pfizer. And he just casually said that in that conversation. Yeah. And blah, blah. Mr. Pfizer did this and like just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
So we know where Aaron Rodgers stands on that.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, I don't think states should have control over our constitution. I mean, technically, if you want to make a lot of people mad, we could go and overthrow local government too. There's a lot more of us than you guys.
Chris just wants to throw everybody over.
I mean, that's what the constitution's for, is to prevent this stuff from happening. But people are too scared because they're, oh my God, they got control of us. There's a lot more of us than them.
Right. What do you think of it, this ocean on the rocks?
It's all right.
Just all right? Don't say that. It was not cheap. I feel like it's the best whiskey I've had today, at least.
Maybe today. But it's good. It's it mellowed out.
Yeah. I like it. I mean,
it wasn't bad. It was just weird that on we didn't eat the back end of it. I couldn't pinpoint.
I do prefer the Voyage 24 over this one.
Yeah.
It's each one's going to be different. And this one's got a little different flavor than the 24 that I had. It's still good.
It's just the small batches, you don't know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So
it's going to fluctuate.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. Like, worth that much money?
Nope.
No.
I honestly thought about opening up the Sinatra Jack, but I'm like, we're saving that for 100.
You said it for 100.
So I'm like, well, instead of doing that 20 bottle over there, I'm going to get something a little bit better. So,
yeah, I mean,
half of this is probably just marketing and being like, oh, hey, is that a voyage?
I wonder if it actually went on that voyage. Like, how do they prove that? Oh, we could say it and we just make a couple pinpoints.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
And how much does it actually affect?
Yeah, that'd be the one thing I'd be like, what time of year do they go? Do they go during wintertime? Was it during summertime?
I mean, I guess it kind of fluctuated. It'll say if it was hot, humid, or cold. And when we were at Jack Daniels, they did say depending on the weather, it'll
change the profile of it.
Yeah, because if it's like super cold.
Plus, you also got to think if they're rocking up and down, which way were they rocking? Were they rocking side to side, up and down? Like, that'll change it too, they said.
The ships are rocking, don't come knocking.
Yeah. Best sleep you'll ever get in your life, that's for sure. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I sleep like a baby.
Not me. I'll be puking all over the place.
Oh, man. I've never got seasick. I just had the closest I ever got, I would get like really bad migraines. That's it. But, man, that was the best sleep. 20-foot swells.
Fair enough.
I love it.
I just realized I forgot to hit record on the... Roadcaster.
I saw that earlier. I was like, oops. Did he mean to do that or not? Because it's live.
Yeah, I also have it recording though. So hopefully the audio is okay and I can use it for the audio only platform. So if you are listening audio only, if I get this up, we're live. That's why we're.
Yeah.
May sound a little bit different, but yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that was my thoughts on that.
Yeah. Do anything new lately?
Oh, yeah. Kudos to Chris for helping me install new mufflers on my Lowrider ST, making it sound like an actual Harley now.
Yeah.
Had him come over yesterday and did a video on it. Felt bad. I feel bad because I'm like, I got to video it, but then one of us has to do the work. So we kind of split it. He did a lot more of it than I did, but had to make sure I was getting it on video.
Yeah.
Kind of like we did not quite a year ago, but around the same time with the Sportster.
Yeah. Except it was a lot colder last time.
It was, because that was more October.
Yeah.
The leaves were already changing and stuff. So yes, it was actually really nice out.
Yeah.
And I didn't get, so I had the Reinhardt slip-ons on my Sportster that were, they sounded great, but they were
a little loud for you.
They were a little loud. They were pretty obnoxiously loud. These are the Cobra RPT slip-ons. So they have two. They have these and then the Neighbor Haters, which are the kind of similar to the Reinhardts. So since I ride this bike a lot longer, I wanted a quieter exhaust just because I don't want that ear fatigue after a while. And I want to be able to hear music and stuff. So these are great. They're louder. They sound like a Harley, but they're not obnoxiously loud to where I'm going to make the neighbors mad, or it's not going to make my ears ring for an extended period of time. So it's, I took it out for probably about an hour or so today. Took it down the highway down to Lewisburg and back, and it was awesome. Love it. I can actually hear, like when I had, because with the wind noise, I wear earplugs anyway on the highway. So, and then I have a comp system where I listen to music. So once I had that and then the music going and the wind blowing, I can't hear that stock exhaust.
Yeah.
And then, so now this, I can hear it just fine. Sounds great. But not too loud.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. So there's going to be a video on the Rested KC Moto channel before too long with the install of that and some comparison.
Nice.
So yeah.
It was pretty loud when I was straight pipe though.
Oh yeah. I put that out on the socials today.
Yeah, I saw that.
It
didn't do it justice.
No, when you listen to it, it doesn't sound that loud, but it was loud. Like that's why it was only a short clip. I only revved it a few times because it was freaking loud.
Yeah, it was.
These iPhone speakers did not give it do it justice.
Next time, put a little microphone on the iPhone, maybe.
Yeah, and that's what I did with the what I'm doing with this comparison video is I have obviously the iPhone, but then I also am doing the GoPro.
Yeah.
And then also having the lavalier mic with the wind thing on it to see how it changed the sound.
Okay.
So we'll see how that turns
It's crazy.
Out.
Like you always watch, at least I always watch these videos like, oh, this phone or the camera doesn't do it justice half the time. Like if you see it in person, it's crazy or it's much louder.
That's why when I was doing a bunch of research, trying to figure out what slip-ons to get, because I don't want to do a full exhaust yet. it's hard to tell from a phone. Like depending on if anybody did any post editing too, like maybe they lowered the volume in editing before they threw it up. So I went to a Harley dealership out in Blue Springs and they happened to have a bike with these slip-ons on.
Oh, nice.
And so listen, I'm like, that's not bad at all. And then they had a couple other ones that were, I'm like, because my I want to have my wife ride on the back. I'm like, man, she's going to hate this. I'm like, that's going to be too, like, I could probably deal with it, but as the passenger who's closer to the exhaust, that's going to be a,
no,
that's going to suck. So these are like the perfect.
Yeah, perfect, they're nice. They sounded, it definitely changed it and opened it up.
I need to do a tune on it because there's a little diesel pop.
I like that though.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of that, even on cars.
It sounds great, but I have a feeling it's going to scare the crap out of my wife because she's not going to expect, she's very, anything scares her.
I can just
her.
Imagine her hearing that pop and her jumping off the bike and you're going like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, because I'll go in and I'll let go of the guy and it just says, like, and then she'll be like,
yeah,
so I got to fix that. What sucks is there's aftermarket tuners that kind of get it away from EPA standards and you could really open up the bike and make it awesome. However, since I'm within the 2-year warranty, if I go with those, and I can, absolutely, but then it voids the warranty. And normally I would go that route. But after my experience with the Sportster and needing that warranty within 500 miles, I want to keep this warranty just in case.
Yep.
So I am probably going to have to go with the Screamin' Eagle, which is a Harley branded one. And, you know, it'll tune the bike to where now that there's more airflow, it's going to run better, get a little bit more throttle response and get rid of that pop. But you're still going to be limited to the EPA standards, which really limits the bike. I saw a video with a Blockhead Garage where they did a comparison on a bike that was set up with Screamin' Eagle, and they did a dyno run on it, and then they compared it to a different tune outside of the EPA standards, and the difference is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the EPA put so much restrictions on the bike. Like, it was maxing out at, like, 93 horsepower with the EPA and, like, X amount of torque. Once they took that off and did an actual good tune on it, man, the horsepower torque just went up like crazy. And then the bike, the motor runs cooler.
Yep.
So that's what sucks about the Screamin' Eagle stuff is the motors are always going to run hot.
Yeah. That's why I was wondering, like, because I know I've been looking at a lot of tunes for my car and I can reflash the ECU. And I was like, so how could Harley tell if you reflash it? And you're like, oh, it stays plugged in. I was like, oh.
Yeah, a lot of the tuners, you just keep plugged in.
Yeah, because I'm used to now, like, a lot of them, you just plug it in, it reflashes the ECU. But I found out in one of my other videos that I watch, BMW is actually smart, and they can tell if it's been modified from a BMW. It's like, ooh, that's kind of scary.
Right.
So they can tell that other people are tuning it, and it's not a BMW-approved tune. That's kind of scary that they can see that.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, because I used to, well, the crazy thing is I used to be dining was like BMW aftermarket performance and all that. And it was still covered under BMW warranty. BMW realized we're losing a lot of money off of this, especially after they started going turbo on their vehicles. So now they've came up with their own M performance line of stuff, and it keeps the warranty and everything if you do BMWs. But it was crazy. I was watching a guy, he buys cars that are wrecked, rebuilds them, makes them look good, and he does upgrades. And he took it to the BMW dealership because he had an airbag light, and it was a brand new airbag. And they're like, you have to bring it in. I'm like, oh, you got an aftermarket tune on this. He goes, how do you know that? And they're like, because it says it right here. He's like, dang it. He's like, well, good thing it's not under warranty. He's like, yeah, good thing. But he's like, well, at least a lot of these software companies now, they're like, they'll back their package to make sure it won't cause damage or whatnot. So it'll BMW is like, oh, we're not gonna work it. So it's an awardee, they'll fix the issue if it's based off their tune. But
nice. Yeah, as soon as that 2-year warranty, I'm throwing on a good tuner, like a Vance and Hines or a Dyno Jet, and really gonna open up that bike. But for right now, it's got plenty of power. It just runs hot.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Man. I don't know.
It is what it is. I do think that diesel pop will scare the crap out of my wife.
Yeah, probably.
Got to fix that. But to me, I mean, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's a night and day difference. The sound is just.
Yeah.
It's
before
awesome.
I couldn't hear you.
I know.
At all.
I couldn't hear me either. And that's why, like, I think I almost got ran off the road several times because people couldn't
hear
mean, they obviously can't see you as much, but with motorcycles, a lot of pipes save lives, which is absolutely true.
Yep.
You want to be heard since you can't be seen all the time. So, And it just sounds badass.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it. The bike doesn't come set two up for a passenger. So I'm trying to get it that way so my wife can ride. The seat I want has been out of stock for like months now. And I want to get one so we can go ride before winter hits.
Yeah.
Since we're getting into that time to where it's like, crap, it's going to start getting cold. The seat I want can't get in stock. So I'm part of this Facebook group with that Bike Lowrider S team. That's how I learned about the safety recall on it before it was even a thing. People started posing issues. So it's a lot of cool things like people saying, hey, I have problems with this bike. Here's some potential issues. Here's what we've done to the bike. People also sell stuff on there. So I'm like, hey, does anybody have a Saddleman Explorer seat that they want to sell? So you can buy stuff used because, you know, people do that. Well, some guy, I posted that and a guy reached out. He's like, hey, I got this seat. I just sent you a message. I'm like, cool. Check my messages. And it's from a guy named Michael Claxon. And I'm looking at it. Michael is spelled differently. Instead of the normal, is it A-E-L?
Yeah, A-E-L.
This was E-A-L. Hmm. And then instead of like Clarkson or whatever, it was Claxon. So I'm like, weird name, but whatever, maybe, yeah. Whatever. Well, he's like, hey, I got the seats. And this one was the one I wanted, but with the backrest for the driver, which is almost $700 retail, which is not the one I want for me and my wife. I want the one without the backrest, but I'm like, hey, I'll take that.
Yeah.
So it was upwards of $700 retail. He wanted $300 for it. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
I'm like, how many? He's like, I used it for a month. I'm like, sold. Like, And he's like, it's going to be like $30 a ship. I'm like, cool. Like, and then he's like, all right, here's my PayPal information. Luckily, he wanted to do PayPal. And then when he sent me his PayPal information, it was a completely different name than what his name was on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was like an Alan, something funny. Yeah. And he's like, the name's different because it's my PayPal for goods and services.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, normally you don't have to have a different PayPal for that. Kind of weird, but usually it's a business name, but this is another individual name. Kind of weird, but luckily with PayPal, especially since we were doing goods and services, a little bit of protection there. So I did it. So I sent him the money. And then the next day he's like, oh, I want it shipped. He's like, I can ship it tomorrow. I'm like, awesome. First thing in the morning. And he messaged me and goes, hey, man. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he goes, a little bit of a problem. I'm like, what? And he goes, the shipping agency is demanding $60 for shipping. I'm like, well, who calls it a shipping agency?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who are you shipping through? He's like, USPS. And he's like, they're demanding $60. So I need $60 sent via, he said 60V, which I thought was Venmo.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. And so then he was like, well, then I'll find a different way. And I'm like, well, just refund me the money if it doesn't work out. But he's like, oh, we'll get it shipped. I got it shipped through somebody else. And it just went back and forth. And he's like, I finally found somebody to ship it through. And he would not send me the link or tell me when it's delivered. Like, he was like, check your email. The shipping agency, always called it a shipping agency, is going to send you an email with the information. Like, they're trying to reach out to you. Yeah. He's like, check your junk mail. Checked it. Nothing. I'm like, dude, I'm not receiving anything. He's like, are you sure you checked your mail? I'm like, you fucking asshole. Like, yes, I've checked it. He's like, well, give me your wife's email. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, why can't you just tell me? I'm like, do you know when it's going to be delivered? And he goes, yes. But he would not tell me when. I'm like, why can't you just tell me when it's going to be delivered? If you know,
yeah.
And I'm not getting these emails. And finally, he's like, it's going to be delivered tomorrow after a long back and forth. Well, tomorrow came in and never got delivered. And the next day came in. Still hasn't been delivered. So I reached out to him. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He's like, you haven't received anything from the shipping agency? I'm like, no. At this point, I'm freaking pissed off. So I do the thing with PayPal.
Yeah.
But the problem is it's going to take X amount of days because they're waiting for him to respond. And so I basically won't get my money back until like the end of the month.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah. I'm like, there's a lot of red flags here. Yeah, but I'm
starting to learn not to trust anything on Facebook Marketplace.
Well, this wasn't even Facebook Marketplace. This was a...
Oh, like the forum on...
Yeah, this was like a forum. It's a group.
Yeah.
And I'm like... And most people on there are legit, but when I saw the name and it was spelled funny, I'm like... should have been a...
Yeah, sure.
But he was messaging me back like...
Yeah, it's
real quick and all this stuff and... I was excited because I'm like, damn, if I can get this $700 seat for $300, hell yeah.
Yeah. It happened to us not too long ago, too, with cheap tickets.
So, yep.
And you got to watch out now. It's crazy. You would never think, but.
Yeah. Luckily, if you pay through PayPal or you got a good credit card company or whatever.
Yeah. Get your money back.
Yes. Which it sucks because now I got to wait until they said they're going to be in him until the 13th. To respond, and then it'll be 5 days after that. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's only the fifth right now.
I think I got mine back. They said as soon as it's done, like pending and it posted, they got my money back. So it was like 5 days.
Nice.
Yep. That's crazy though.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be able to get a two-up seat so my wife can ride.
Yeah.
before the winter. Otherwise, we'll have to wait until spring. And
dang,
I know, right? I ride in the winter time
when it's nicer
out. Put on a like a hoodie, and then I got a jacket with a windbreaker underneath there. And
I'm shocked you haven't bought the Milwaukee M12 heated jacket yet.
Usually, the only thing on me that gets cold are my legs.
See, mine, I'm complete opposite. It's always my upper body.
Well, when you're on a bike, though,
yeah,
like because I'll have the fairing, so the fairing's pretty much going to protect me,
yeah,
up here. But then just wearing jeans and say it's like 40 degrees out, but then you're going and that wind is constantly hitting your legs because there's nothing blocking it, your legs get cold.
Better wear some long johns.
Do they make Milwaukee pants that I can plug in?
I don't know. I know BMW does.
I mean, the seat stays warm, but man, your legs get cold. Like, there's been a couple times I've gotten off when I had the sports and I'm like, my legs are numb.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, it's not fun.
When you start going numb, nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I hate driving in the winter because then if it snows, and you got salt and sand on the streets, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
So I want to take advantage of this weather now.
Yeah, it's crazy the weather we're getting. Tomorrow's supposed to be kind of chilly, though.
Yeah, it is.
30-mile-an-hour winds, too, is what I heard.
Oh, so that's not good for a bike ride.
No.
I went the other day, and it was, I'm like, oh, it's great out. It's a little windy, but then once I got outside of town and, like, where there was nothing blocking the wind, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm having to lean this way just so my bike stays up straight. Yeah. It was like, because it was a north-south wind, and I was going east and west, and damn. That sucked.
I bet.
So I'm like, this is going to be a short ride.
Yep.
So, well, yeah, that's all I got for this week. I know it's been about an hour now.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what the Swifties do this week in Minnesota.
Yeah.
See if State Farm guy's there too or not.
Probably.
But, so, this wall behind us with all these airsoft guns. Not really, but just tell YouTube that.
Yeah, airsoft.
Yeah. But if you guys like this, want to display your guns in a cool way or even conceal them in a cool way, check out tacticalwalls.com. These are actually the mod wall panels, but they have tons of different stuff to conceal your weapons or your display them. Guns.
Yeah.
Like this. So if you're in a state to where you have to abide by those stupid safety storage things, they have ones that honestly are hidden and you need a magnet or whatever to open up, or if you want to display them in a man cave, basement, bedroom, garage, wherever,
safe room.
Yeah, check out these mod wall panels. They actually have lights that I saw that I might check into getting. But my only problem is I'm like, they're LED lights, which is fine as long as they're video rated.
Yeah,
otherwise they'll be flashing in the background. That might be kind of annoying, but yeah, check out tacticalwalls.com. We have no affiliation with them whatsoever, but we do have a coupon for you, code for you guys, in case you want to check them out. Use code BST10. It works. Trust me. I looked it up just to make sure it works. So if you're interested in any of the stuff that they have, use that coupon code and save you some 10%, which is basically your tax.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yes. So with all of that, Chris, anything else?
Nope.
Well, then what do you got to say?
Remember, this is a YouTube podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, and tickle that bell. If you're listening on the other platforms out there, remember to hit that follow button.
And check out Rusted KC Moto.
Yeah.
If you like motorcycle stuff.
And with that one, have a good one.